To understand what it means to meditate, you have to begin to appreciate the fact that the essence of meditation is not thinking, but presence. Each of us has to learn to be wholly present in the moment that we have. So much of our time we spend thinking what we will do in the future, or about what we have done in the past. And so for much of our time, our minds can easily become distracted with memories and with plans. Now, in meditating, we have to learn to become wholly inserted into the now of the present moment. To meditate, we have to learn to say our word, our meditation word, our mantra, with pure attention. And when we meditate together in a few minutes, each of us has to learn to say our word with a growing and deepening attention, and we gain that attention by listening to the word as we say it. The word I recommend you to say is the Aramaic word Maranatha. Four equally stressed syllables. Maranatha. And to meditate, you have to learn to say the mantra from the beginning of your meditation until the end. And whatever thought comes to you, however brilliant, whatever idea, however original, let it go. Don't hang on to it. And listen to the sound of your mantra. And what this leads us to is to an attention, a spirit of attention, a mindfulness of what is. Not what has been or not what might be, but what is. The first step, therefore, is mindfulness, attention. The second step, which is more like a leap or a plunge into the very basis of all that is, the second step is the realization that God is, that God is present, that God is now, and perhaps most wonderful of all, that God is mindful of all. People often wonder, when they begin to meditate, about the apparent gap in the practice of meditation between, on the one hand, their faith in God, and on the other hand, their recitation, their perfect recitation of their mantra. And it seems to us, when we begin, that because we are instructed to leave all thoughts, ideas, and images behind in our meditation, that we must leave God behind. Because when we are meditating, we cannot think of Him. We cannot imagine Him. We cannot construct any image or idea of Him. Basically, what we must learn to understand is that all our images, our memories, or fantasies. And the wonderful thing that all of us are invited to learn, to experience in our meditation, is that God is not an absent memory or a merely fanciful dream. What each of us can discover in the simplicity and faithfulness of the practice is that God is not only a reality, but the basis of all reality. And to go forward, to meet Him, to know Him, to be known by Him, to be loved by Him and to love Him, we have to divest ourselves of all the intermediary processes. All images, thoughts, ideas must go. And that is why the simplifying practice of saying the mantra teaches us to pay full attention to what is directly, to pay full attention to the one who is personally. But to prepare for this, we must learn the discipline of mindfulness. We must learn the discipline of selflessness, not to be thinking of ourselves, not to be caught up in a web of our own weaving, not to be snared by merely external circumstances, but to learn to live more and more out of the depths of our own being and out of the depths of being itself. Meditation is a discipline of presence. By our stillness of body and spirit, and when we meditate in a few moments, each of us must take the responsibility of sitting as still as we can. By that discipline, we learn to become wholly present to ourselves, to our situation, to our place. And by staying in that rootedness, in our own being, we become present to the source of our being. And we become rooted in being itself. We become rooted in God. And in that rootedness, we become unshakable amid all the changing circumstances of life. Now, the process is a gradual one. It requires patience. It requires faithfulness. It requires discipline. And it requires humility. The humility during the time of our meditation to put aside all self-important questioning. To put aside all self-importance. To experience ourselves poor, divested, as we learn to be present to the presence. And we begin to learn not out of our own cleverness, but we begin to learn to be from the source of the only true wisdom, wisdom itself. Now remember, when you begin, the practice is most important. To learn to meditate, you must meditate every day. None of us can tread this path, none of us. Doesn't matter how long or how short a time we've been on it. None of us can tread it without the daily commitment, the daily discipline, the daily faithfulness. And so, learn to be faithful in meditating every morning and every evening. The minimum time is 20 minutes, the optimum time 30. Choose your time and stick to it. The same time each day, every morning, every evening. And during the time, say your mantra. If you find you're straying from it, return to it. Be patient with yourself, it will take time. It will take more than time and patience. It will take love. Don't meditate for the results. The only sufficient motive for meditating is that God is. Listen to these words from the prophet Isaiah. I was found by those who were not looking for me. I was clearly shown to those who never asked about me. We're going to play a little music now. And the purpose of the music is to forget all the words and ideas that I've been using, to prepare ourselves for the silence of meditation. After the music, we'll meditate for about 25 minutes. Then we'll play a little more music. And after that, there'll be a time for any questions anyone might like to raise. And remember, during the time of your meditation, sit as still as you can and say your mantra as faithfully as you can from the beginning to the end. Ma-ra-na-tha.